proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, with another program relating to Jewish life and practice. Observing the Sabbath day may be the most widely known practice characteristic of the Jewish faith. In this session, we will look at this custom. As mentioned earlier, Jewish people look forward to celebrating the Sabbath day. They express a joyful attitude regarding the meals they consume at this time. At the start of a Sabbath meal, Jews take a loaf of bread known as a challah. It becomes the first item of food they consume. Challah consists of several ingredients, among which are eggs, white flour, and sugar. After the dough of the challah has risen, the person baking it rolls it into elongated pieces, which he or she then forms into braids. Under Jewish dietary law, challah falls under the category of parva. In other words, something that is neither milk nor meat, and can be eaten with either milk or meat products. The challah rests on the dinner table, covered by a white cloth. According to Jewish law, blessing the bread takes a higher priority than blessing the wine or grape juice. They cover the bread to symbolically remove it from the table, so that the benediction over the beverage becomes the first blessing recited as a Sabbath meal. As a rule, Jewish family members ritually wash their hands before consuming challah. This practice seems to date back, at least as far back as New Testament times. In the 7th chapter of his gospel, Mark noted that, quote, "The Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of their elders," unquote. Jewish people prefer to season the challah, or bread, with salt. Salt serves as the symbol of the covenant God made with the Jewish people. Indeed, the term covenant of salt appeared in the Old Testament with reference to both the heave offerings, as mentioned in the 18th chapter of Numbers, and with regard to David's covenant with God, recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 13. According to a passage in the book entitled Perkei Avot, Ethics of the Father, a book guiding Jewish behavior, the presence of salt transforms a Jewish table into an altar before God. Jews initiate the Sabbath meal by reciting a prayer over the wine known as the Kiddush, sanctification prayer. They'll often use a silver goblet containing between 3 to 5 ounces of the beverage used. The Friday night Kiddush begins with the recitation of the opening verses in the 2nd chapter of Genesis. Quote, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the 7th day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the 7th day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the 7th day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made." Unquote. Sometimes, those Jews gathered around the Sabbath table will stand up when they hear these words uttered. Jewish people also recite the Kiddush on Saturday mornings. However, Jewish authorities assign this practice a lesser status than the Friday night Kiddush. By welcoming in the Sabbath day with these rituals, the Jewish people show that they make this day to be a special day, a day set apart in the week for them to remember and focus upon God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program relating to Jewish life and practice.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.